The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, also joining us this morning, have you got a fabulous Maserati in the car park this morning off the back of your investments, Olivia Fahey?
No, I really wish I did though, because Maseratis, you know, they are just very, very beautiful cars.
I can see you in one of those. So you're joining me today to go through all that is trending online this week. Let's start with this.
This of yours really is an attractive quality.
Thank you. It was either that or get my hair highlighted. Smugness is easier to maintain.
Your girlfriend called the clinic 15 times looking for you today.
Ha. A lot to discuss. China patterns.
House. She's a stalker.
Right. Couldn't be that she finds me interesting, attractive. Has to be that she's insane.
She's called you 15 times. Your mother's not that interested in you.
Well, maybe I'd be better adjusted if she was.
So that was, of course, Hugh Laurie from House, and he's got into...
This really made me laugh.
A good old-fashioned online spat after a few drinks.
I know. I was like, I thought Twitter was dead. Sorry, X was dead, because, you know, we haven't had a Twitter feud in a while. But yes, Hugh Laurie, he saw that this journalist, Janet Murray, had reviewed House online because she's late to the party. She decided to start watching it. She wasn't really enthralled by it, shall we say, and he decided to clap back at her review online. Now, needless to say, this caught a lot of attention, to the point that someone just sent me $25 to say thanks for cheering them up with the Hugh Laurie spat.
And what was it that really seemed to get under his skin?
So her initial post was, I've started watching season one of House, same narrative every episode. Patient has mysterious illness. Hugh Laurie, bracket, House, gets diagnosis wrong. Patient nearly dies. Hugh Laurie gets diagnosis wrong again, gets threatened with being fired. Patient nearly dies again. So essentially he was trying to kind of, you know, stick up for the writing and the show. And he was like, oh, thanks for your critique, Janet. We actually tried a couple of episodes where House, Hugh Laurie, please put the brackets in the right place, gets it right the first time, but they were only 6 minutes long. So it's like, you have to kind of like drag it out a little bit. So I could see it like from both sides. Like, yes, some of these series can be a little bit repetitive, but at the same time, they have a formula and it works for a lot of people. So I could see where both sides were coming from.
Now, what I do like about this, because I did initially read his tweet and think, oh, chill out, Hugh Laurie. Like, you know, you're paid absolute millions, a small fortune to play this role. People mightn't like it. Guess what? You're not going to be liked by everybody. But in fairness to him, he did redeem himself. He did apologise.
He did. So she had done an op-ed basically saying, it's like, oh, what I've learned from my spat with Hugh Laurie. And he replied to that tweet and goes, oh, I'm really sorry if people have been having a go at you because of my tweet. That was not at all the plan. I was very slightly drunk and already upset about something that had nothing to do with you. If it's any comfort, I got it in the neck too. And I would say he absolutely did.
I love it. He said he's a thin-skinned twat. So he really did put his hands up. I think there is a note there for everybody. When you've had a few drinks, don't go on X, and certainly don't let your fingers start moving on the keyboard.
We need breathalyzers on our phones to be like, maybe you shouldn't be tweeting this.
Put the phone away. Okay, somebody else who's getting into a lot of trouble online, I have seen this one, is Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes, so look, it's not the first time that Gwyneth has rubbed people up the wrong way, but this time it seems to be very much what people are calling a tone-deaf kind of collaboration. She has been advertising a new luxury apartment development in Israel. You know, of course, during when the country's genocidal war in Gaza is taking place. So she's starring in a campaign for 51 Park, which is called a high-end residential project in, and I'm going to butcher this and I apologise, Herzliya, a wealthy coastal city north of Tel Aviv. So she's appearing in the ad campaign, and there's a lot of people who are very up in arms about this, to the point that one fan actually wrote on Twitter, imagine advertising luxury villas in Nazi Germany during the Holocaust. That's the level of tone deaf that we're witnessing.
So in this ad, she is going for a run, isn't she, around New York. That's actually where it's filmed. She's going for a run across Central Park, and then she comes back to her own condo or her own apartment block probably and says, all the most fabulous apartments in the world are built beside parks. And then this reference then to this apartment block in Israel. I was actually a bit surprised, not necessarily that she is the face of this real estate project. And, you know, I respect people of their own opinions on that. But why would somebody like Gwyneth Paltrow, who is so conscious of her brand, who no doubt pays people around her hundreds of thousands of dollars to protect her reputation, to protect her image, kind of take this risk?
Honestly, that was what was kind of surprising me as well, because, like, yes, we've said before, like, she has come under fire for some comments, especially to do with some of her Goop brand items and things like that. But for this, like, this is such a touchy subject for so many people. And it's like, no matter what side of the fence that you're on, you can kind of see why people would kind of choose to be taking a step back from things like this just to avoid any kind of controversy. But no, she seems to have kind of dove headfirst into it. So,
and hasn't responded to the criticism yet.
Not at all.
All gone silent in the Paltrow camp. Only murders in the building. I have to say, Olivia, I'm late to this. What is this?
Oh no. So this is one of my favourite murder mystery series. It's on Disney Plus and it stars Steve Martin, Martin Short and Selena Gomez. The first season was all set in their building, the Arconia, where they basically, there's a murder that happens in the building and they decide that they're going to investigate it. They're all like murder mystery podcast fans, so they decide that they're going to do their own podcast about the murder that happens in their building. It's now been running for 5 seasons so far. Season 6 is going to be coming, I would say, next year. It usually lands in August every year, but it's actually coming probably next year because they're still filming it. They have gone to London this time around, so there's a lot of British and Irish names that have just been announced. Are you ready for the list?
I am. Go.
Jennifer Saunders, Sean Teal, Simone Ashley, Amar Kada Patel, Rhea Norwood, Matthew Beard and Sharon Horgan. They were part of the first group that were announced, but then they weren't done. They had Jerry Halliwell Horner, Martin Freeman, Jamie Dimitriou, Anjana Vasan, Jane Horrocks, Derek Jacobi, and Ledley Nicol as well. So lots of very big names from Britain and Ireland. So I am really looking forward to seeing how they're all going to kind of filter into this story, because they're bringing it back to the original topic, which was Cindy Canning. She was doing her podcast and that's the one that they were all listening to that made them start talking to each other in the first place. So she turned up dead on their doorstep in New York, and it turns out that she had been doing another crime investigation over in London. So, well, the trio have decided to pop over to London and see what she was working on.
Well, I love Jennifer Saunders, love Jane Horrocks, and I probably will check it out because Jerry Halliwell's in it.
I know, which I was like, she hasn't really done a lot of acting work, but, you know, we did see her in, was it Sex and the City? She had appeared in briefly with Samantha. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how she spices up their lives.
You yourself have gone viral this week, Olivia.
A little bit. Yeah, so I, you know, when like you do interviews and you, like these junkets, you're probably asking the same questions that other people have asked. So when you start seeing quotes being taken and shared in meme form, you're kind of like, was that from me? Was that not from me? No, it turns out this one was from me. So I interviewed the cast and director of Masters of the Universe. And one of the lines that Nicholas Galitzine shared with me has kind of been picked up by the fandom, and the amount of thirst tweets from it is quite hilarious. So I had been asking him and Camilla about basically the juxtaposition of fantasy with Masters of the Universe, because they usually, it's like the women are the damsels in distress and they're the ones that are scantily clad. This time it's He-Man being both of those things. And he was basically sort of joking about and saying, yes, I wanted like the shorter skirt. I want, it's like, yes, objectify me, all these types of things. And that has been snipped and put over the internet. And yeah, a lot of people have enjoyed it, which I'm delighted with.
Finally, I want to just very quickly talk about Kim Kardashian at the Grand Prix, because this wasn't just an online trend. This was even in the MSM this week.
Oh, this has been, well, actually, as much as one of those stories was my own, this is actually my favourite story of the week. Kim Kardashian, after being sprayed with champagne by her boyfriend Lewis Hamilton, 7-time world champion of Formula One, got sprayed by champagne with him at the Monaco Grand Prix, and she decided to pick up a towel nearby to dab herself off. Turned out it was actually supposed to be left there for the race winner, Kimi Antonelli. And the amount of jokes of people being like, did she think it said Kim's towel and not Kimi's towel?
I don't think it matters to her who owns the towel.
I think it was just a case of she saw a towel and she was like, I'm after being sprayed with champagne, I'm just going to dab myself with this, because Lewis's towel was right next to it. So like, it was just a case of she just picked up a towel. Essentially, there's been so many jokes now. Mercedes are now making fun of it. Mercedes being Lewis's old team. They're like, hey, Kimi, where's your towel? It's just gone completely viral. And even at the press conferences now this week, he's still being asked, have you found your towel?
Oh, my favourite bit was that awkward, awkward moment when she was being asked a question by a journalist and she just completely blanks them. She's like a corpse. She won't answer it.
Oh, Martin Brundle. Yeah.
Oh, ick, ick, ick. All right, Olivia Fahey, thanks so much for bringing us all that is trending online this week.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.